Rolling along here this Saturday morning with your Saturday morning tradition, Rosie on the house. We've got the whole team assembled here this morning. Me, Rosie Romero, my co-host and son, Romy Romero, my wife, sweet Jennifer, is there in the call screening booth to take your calls at 1-888-767-4348. If you've got a home improvement project you're trying to tackle about your house, home, castle, or cabin, give us a ring and let us put our 48 years of Arizona building and remodeling experience to work for you. We virtually have operated all across the state, so can probably handle whatever question you might have. And if we can't, we probably know someone in your community that we can refer you to. But we couldn't do the show without our broadcast engineer, Mr. Mike Reese, who also joins us every Saturday morning. Make sure the buttons are pushed and the clock is watched, which tends to be my hardest habit to develop. After doing the show for 28 years, you'd think I could hit a break on time every once in a while. I'll get better. I'll figure it out soon, Mike. I promise. So we're here. We've got an article in the Arizona Republic this Saturday, like we do every Saturday morning in the Your Home section. And it talks about why Arizona homes are a little bit unique compared to homes you find in other parts of the country. And a big part of it has to do, of course, with the fact that everyone that shows up here to build a home in the last 100 years just assumed it never rained here. So they totally and completely ignore anything and everything to do with rain. Rain from the sky, horizontal rain from the monsoons, or flooding surface water. And I will tell you, as an Arizona home builder and remodeler, since about 1972, the number one problem of all homes in Arizona generally is moisture-related in one way or another. And it took several decades of failures and analysis of homes to figure out what were we doing wrong in the 40s and 50s, more recently in the 70s and the 80s. And I'll tell you, one of the things that changed is we went from masonry homes in the 50s, which were virtually everything that was built was masonry through the 50s and 60s. We went to the frame stick homes in the 70s and 80s. And that's really where we had to learn a lot of new lessons on how to keep water out, how to keep moisture out, and how to keep a healthy home. Because as we built those homes, we kept making them tighter and tighter and tighter. So we kept breathing more of our own self-produced pollution inside the own house. And we had to learn about indoor air quality. We had to learn about infiltration of air from the outside. We had to learn about moisture evaporation from the inside of the house. We're building homes today just about as good as ever. When you hear the term, they don't build them like they used to, that's the truth. Today's home is a much better home than you were buying or building in Arizona 40 or 45 years ago. I guarantee you that. That's not to say we don't still have our problems. That's for sure. And one of the questions people ask me more often than not is, why don't we have basements in Arizona? And we explain that in today's article in the Arizona Republic, as our frost line is so shallow. No matter where you are in Arizona, our frost line is still so shallow in comparison to other parts of the country people with basements are familiar with. The Michigans, the Minnesotas, the Wisconsins, the North Dakotas, the South Dakotas, you know, where you spend all winter long hunkered down trying to survive until the spring thaw hits you. The frost line, the freeze line, goes down so deep, and for a home to be stable, the bottom of the foundation has to be below the freeze line, okay? So in those northern countries, you have to dig so deep to put your footing anyway, it only costs you a small proportionately, it only costs you a little bit more proportionally to go ahead and finish digging it another 2 feet and put yourself in a basement. You're already 80% the way there, so just do it. Whereas here in Arizona, we never have to go deeper than 24 inches. If you want a basement, it has to be a commitment. You have to say, okay, I'm going to dig another 8 feet deeper because I want my basement. And it's a great, great feature to have. Basement homes in Arizona sell very, very well. They're easy to cool. They're easy to heat in the winter. They can act as a thermal anchor for the rest of your house.
Extra storage instead of how many people have their garages, their storage, and they park their garage out in the heat because they don't have a basement to put their Christmas decorations and their skis and their
the garage in Arizona is what the basements are in other parts of the country. You're absolutely right. So consequently, the cars all sit out on the driveway. So lots of reasons Arizona homes are different. I tell you what, in Tucson, the Rosie on the House Network is growing very quickly, and we're very excited about that. We have Miss Noelle to thank for that down there on our staff, Noelle Kurtz. And we've just added a home inspection company called Seal of Approval that will, if you're in the market of buying a home in Southern Arizona, you got to ask yourself, am I going to unknowingly buy a problem property? Get in touch with Seal of Approval Home Inspection Services. They've completed over 25,000 Southern Arizona home inspections. They know what to look for. They can tell from the minute they pull up at the curb probably what they're going to find, right? You know, you see the same thing over and over and over again. You know the builder, you know the community, you know the age and the era of the home construction. You already know about 80%. When you've done that many, you know what to look for. So for those of you in the Tucson market looking to buy a new home, they've been servicing the area since 1988. It's Seal of Approval. If your realtor
inspectors when home inspecting wasn't cool.
That's right. If your realtor wants to refer you to a home inspector, believe me on this, there are many bad ones as there are good ones. If you're in the market, ask your realtor to get you Seal of Approval Inspection Services. Don't just take whoever they recommend. Get the Rosie Certified Home Inspector for Southern Arizona.
It is the open line hour, so if you'd like to join us, it's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. We talk about anything and everything about your house, home, castle, or cabin. Next hour, the 10 o'clock hour, we're bringing in Blue Sky Pest Control, talking about controlling the creepy crawlies, whether they're inside your home, in your foundation, in your walls, in your attic, in your yard. I tell you what, we have been battling ants like crazy the last 3 months. Oh, man. They are just everywhere. And as soon you'll go get rid of a red ant hill, and there'll be black ants there the next day. And it's not that big a deal, except when you've got two toddlers that like to walk around.
Barefooted.
You know, it becomes a big deal.
Well, it does. And in the 10 o'clock hour, Blue Sky will be here. But think about it. This is some of their busiest times of year. Romy, you know, think about this. If you were that little cockroach, or if you were that little scorpion, or you were that little ant, and you were out there crawling around on 140-degree granite, and you had an opportunity to sneak in your house and crawl around on 80-degree carpet, where would you rather be?
Well, as a person, I know, but I don't know that it matters for the insects.
It's got to.
I thought last time they were there, like, they're exoskeleton. They really don't know the difference.
Well, we'll know at 10 o'clock.
Yeah. Good question. Looking in our digital newsroom, Chris from Prescott writes in and says, I've got a 30-year-old deck I need to recoat. What do you recommend?
Oh, boy. 30-year deck means it's real wood. It's not a composite, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
So I know what I would do, and we know what we recommend. But I was just curious. I'm like, I wonder what renovations would recommend our Prescott general contractor and home builder. So Tom and I had a conversation. He says, well, all right, this is a 30-year-old deck, so I'll tell you, you've got something that's UV resistant and a quality brand. He said, but I don't know if I'd even do that. If the budget's not an option or an issue, and he wants a good quality deck, it's 30 years old, he might as well just let us replace it. I wouldn't put a lot of money in trying to limp something along. What I would suggest is starting from fresh. You use a good, either a fir or a redwood for your structural support. He says he likes to go with the fir.
Yep.
Painted fir. So once you've got your structural fur in, then he does do a synthetic top.
Okay.
He mentions Trex. He also mentions Boardwalk, yep, which is another, you know, Trex is just the term for composite, a manufacturer.
That's one brand, yep.
And it's a synthetic material. A lot of them were made out of recycled milk jugs and, mm-hmm, and other composites.
Sawdust, milk jugs, glue.
Boardwalk's another brand he likes. So you do that for your decking. Then your railing, he likes to use redwood. Structural
nice.
Wood.
Very
but
nice.
Again, on the vertical slats,
mm-hmm,
that have snow sitting on them for,
yep,
a certain amount that take,
yep,
the rain from, he converts back to a synthetic.
Okay.
For the top rail, and then with your side rails for support coming up and down your stairs, same thing.
That's a nice, rich look.
That. So if it's in your budget, he says, go with the rebuild. You can limp it along a 30-year for another couple years, but that's all you're going to be doing is limping along. And then, of course, for your vertical supports on your railing.
Nice redwood.
And, you know, use a good UV.
And then the horizontal.
Rosie really likes Woodlife by the Flood Company.
Yeah, for ceiling wood, Woodlife has been the one product year after year after year. And you could actually even get that a little bit tinted, which seems to actually increase its durability quite a bit as well. So get it. You can tint it. You can tint it with a light red colorant to it. Make the redwood even look a little bit richer as you're applying it. It's not a topical treatment. It's a penetrating oil, which is exactly the kind of protection you need. We'll be coming back and talking more about why Arizona homes aren't quite like homes anywhere else in Arizona, in the country. And we'll be taking your calls at 1-888-767-4348. Jennifer is standing by for your call right now. Let us help you complete the project you're contemplating.